with the little booklet, starting on page 9, and again, just adjusting our posture, our physical posture, and then adjusting our mental attitude, just quickly contemplating the four immeasurable attitudes as a way of filling up our heart, our purpose for doing this practice, to alleviate the suffering of all sentient beings, but also with the great confidence knowing that this is the way to do it. Feeling oneself surrounded by all sentient beings from all the realms. And in the space in front of you arises your root guru, the aspect of Vajradhara arising from the Dharmakaya, surrounded by a great multitude of enlightened beings, our objects of refuge that are completely reliable and who care about us more than we do ourselves. And so the power of dependence taking refuge. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. Then first recalling the definition of negative karma. Any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Page 10. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I have ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my pradamoksha, bodhisattva and tantric vows. Worst of all, I have created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. So even if we haven't done any of these things in regards to our guru in this life, if we've ever had difficulties with our guru or difficulties with finding a guru or difficulties with guru devotion or had been feeling as if we're unworthy or riven with doubts or if there's been lots of internal obstacles about guru devotion, all of that is a karmic result of in the past not having devoted correctly. So instead of feeling bad about ourselves, then generating strong feelings of urgency and regret, but also a confidence that we can do something about it and that our guru actually cares about us and is here to help us do something about it and to completely purify any of those karmic obstacles, which are the heaviest ones, so that in this life and all future lives, we always have the closeness to our guru. Remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now, without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The power of dependence generating bodhicitta. But I am not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So think that out of the Dharmakaya emptiness in the space in front of you, about 6 inches above the crown of your head, appears the seed syllable pum. And this transforms into a 1,000-petaled lotus. Brilliant white, made of light. On top of the lotus appears the seed syllable R. And this transforms into a moon disc, a delicate sliver of light, the subtle manifestation of bodhicitta. In the center of the moon disc stands the seed syllable HUM. Suddenly, the HUM transforms into a white five-pronged vajra with a HUM at its center, and much radiant light emanates from both the HUM and the vajra, going out into the 10 directions and completing the two purposes, offering great psychic blissful energy to all the gurus and buddhas, and purifying the defilements of all sentient beings. The whole universe melts into light. And this light then returns and is absorbed by the HUM in the vajra. The HUM and the vajra also melt into light and transform into Heruka Vajrasattva. Vajrasattva is white. He has one face and two arms. Sitting in the full lotus position, he holds a vajra in his right hand at his heart and a bell in his left, which rests in his lap. His consort Dorje Nima Kamo embraces him, her legs encircling his body. She too is white and has one face and two arms. She holds a curved knife in her right hand and a skull cup in her left. They are both dressed in robes of heavenly silk and adorned by precious jewel ornaments. They both have the seed syllables Om at the crown chakra, Ah at the throat, and Hum at the heart. Then thinking, Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces me and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify me and all others. And in this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a HUM encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. And as a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the HUM and the mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sickness, spirit harm, negative karma, and obscurations. So the meaning of the mantra on page 15. You, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, bodhicitta, according to your pledge, Samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations. And please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So for the first lot of recitations, the downward purification, nectar, the nectar cascading through the crown of your head, washing away all of the negativities, especially those associated with mistaken physical actions of killing or harming any form of aggression or violence, of harming others' bodies directly or indirectly. All the negative karma associated with sexual misconduct, either cheating on your own partner, cheating with someone else's partner, either in this life or all previous lives. And the negative karma is associated with stealing, taking that which isn't freely given. Also, not returning things that were borrowed or unpaid debts. All of these, especially the most gross heavy karmas associated with physical actions, all of that negative karma, all the seeds and imprints is completely washed from your system and your body becomes freed, clean and clear. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidame Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidame Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidame Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe O Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidame Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidame Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidame Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jidame Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe And now your body completely clean, clear, sparkling like crystal. Feel how different your body and mind feel. And as the nectar continues to flow down through your crown, this time it fills up your clean, clear body and it swirls all around the inside of your body, dislodging all of the subtle negativities, the imprints, especially of those, the karmic residue of unskillful physical actions done in this life and all previous lives. And as the nectar continues, the incredibly brilliant white nectar continues to fill up your body and swirl around on the inside, all of this karmic detritus floats to the surface, is expelled upwards through all the upper openings of your body. And as it does, then even your senses become purified so that what you experience through your senses becomes of a pure view, like Vajrasattva's view, and the nectar bubbles up above the crown of your head, forming an Ushnisha. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sotokaya me bhava, sopokaya me bhava, anarata me bhava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama tsotame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 hoi, bhagavan, sava tatagata, vajramame mocha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sava ahoim pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sotokaya Me Bhava Sopokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sotokaya Me Bhava Sopokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sotokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sotokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sotokaya Me Bhava Supokaya me bhava, anarato me bhava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama tsutame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 hoi, bhagavan, sava tathagata, vajramame mocha, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sava ahom pe.
So your body feels incredibly energized, radiant, luminous, your mind clear, blissful, the continuous bubbling up there of the nectar on your crown, the living Ushnisha. And then for the instantaneous purification, the nectar, but the light flashing down through your crown over and over again, like thousands and thousands of lightning strikes during the day into that luminosity. And as the light flashes into your crown from Vajrasattva, father and mother, all the darkness of your emotional energy is illuminated and completely disappears. All the fuzziness, all the grasping at inherent existence immediately disappears. It doesn't go anywhere else. It just disappears like darkness disappears when you switch on a light in a dark room. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drito Me Bhava Sotokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tena Patita Trito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsotame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Moja Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tena Patita Trito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya me bhava, anarato me bhava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama tsotame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sava tatagata, vajramame moja, vajrabhava maha, samaya, sapa ahoim pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tena Patita Trito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Moja Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tena Patita Trito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Moja Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tena Patita Trito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Moja Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tena Patita Trito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Moja Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe
And from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, O son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. Generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. And really notice how different you feel now to trust in the process. Then our promise, the power of refraining from creating negativities again. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. So taking a few moments to think, particularly in regards to the destructive physical actions, the unskillful physical actions of killing or violence, of sexual misconduct or unskillful sexuality, and of stealing, taking that which is not freely given, or not repaying debts. Take a broad overview of your own behavior and then make a commitment that is something that you can realistically commit to. And ask Vajrasattva to be able to help you and support you in this. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge and your commitment. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light and dissolve into you. And your body, speech and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech and mind. And then contemplating, in emptiness there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma, and there is no negative karma created. Placing your mind in that emptiness for a little while, and this way looking at all phenomena as empty. They do not exist from their own side. And realizing that this emptiness is the nature of your mind and the nature of Vajrasattva's mind, the Dharmakaya, with no separation. And then, with this awareness of emptiness, dedicating the merits. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there, but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real, but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real, but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment which appears to be real but is empty by myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. And then offering our practice for the health and long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. And for Rinpoche's swift return to us, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable Venerable Guru, to you I make request. And then for all of our precious gurus, and including Geshe Tenzin Zopa. Tenzin Zopa, leading a pilgrimage path through samsara, humble and courageously devoted heart son of Yogi Khonshog, guiding with Dharma delight at the perfect place and perfect time, please ripen sentient beings with your Dakini dance until the inseparable union.